You know, if she's ever going to see you run, walking on the treadmill for a half hour while they're at swim team, you know, listen up. This is how we get into exercise programs. We kind of fall into it. All of a sudden, the kids are at swim team. And by the way, I've been a swim coach for 16 years. Love swimming. I've actually coached masters swimming.
Really?
Most of the 16 years. You know, most of it's youth swimming, but yeah, you know, you kind of get roped into, you know, coaching the adults, you know, after the kids are working out. And so I'm just here to, I hope that somebody's listening that, you know, you, just like you're going to start walking on the treadmill for whether it's 20 minutes or a half hour. Hey, we can do the same thing for swimming, right? Mm-hmm. If you haven't swam in 5 or 10 or 20 or 30 years, like, and you love to swim, like, go buy a swimsuit and go, and go get in the pool and swim a couple laps, right? Because you got to be able to swim 4 or 5 laps before you can swim 10 laps, right?
Right.
But there's people out there who probably love swimming more than they love walking or jogging.
Yeah.
Right. So it's like their thing. They loved it when they were a kid. Mm-hmm. Life got busy. Things got in the way. You had a family, etc. But I'm just here to say there's probably 20% of us adults who would prefer to swim or go to an aqua aerobics class, mm-hmm. or, you know, or there's people that go, and especially at the Y, where there's that kind of, it's not a therapy kids, it's kind of a kids pool, and there's a walking lane over there. And so, like, some people, like, just love to go and walk in the water, you know, for their exercise. So please, you know, hopefully I'm inspiring somebody to get out there, you know, and just be more active, because here's what we know, you know, the endorphins that we get from exercise make us feel better.
Right.
And those are real, and that's a great thing for our overall health and wellness.
I told Daisy that I only run when chased, so.
Anyway. That's right. I'm sure. Well, and maybe someday in the next year or two, you can go jogging with her when she's feeling better after
right.
her surgery.
Hey, I got a text question for you, Brad Thomas of Summit Pacific. And it's a link to a PBS article, Rising Cancer Rates Among Young Women Highlight How Medical Systems Fall Short, and they ask for your comment.
Yeah, and so, you know, hey, my background, I started my career in the nonprofit field working as an executive director with American Cancer Society 38 years ago. And then after that, worked for an organization called City of Hope National Medical Center, which is International Biomedical Research Institute.
Wow.
In Los Angeles. It's kind of LA's version of Fred Hutchinson Cancer Research Center. Mm-hmm. And so I'm just here to say, and all that was, you know, 30 years ago. Mm-hmm. And so I am not a health expert. And so please don't take this as any, you know, medical advice at all. But,
right.
but here's what I know just from looking at the research. My daughter, who is 24 years old, works for CGEN, CL Genetics. Which, you know, they come up, they do research and come up with new cancer treatments, mm-hmm. and therapies and drugs, for us. And hey, in that 35 year span of time, all I know is that, hey, there's a lot of people living because there's been a lot of new discoveries, whether it's breast cancer research, you know, whether it doesn't matter what, prostate cancer, come on, just, you know, and literally my brother just had, he had prostate cancer, and he has stomach and esophageal cancer, right? Mm-hmm. And he's now cancer-free. And I'm just here to say we, as the medical profession, are a lot better at early detection and prevention of cancers. And so, you know, we've made a lot of progress. It, you know, is it perfect? By no stretch of the imagination, you know. Mm-hmm. But there is a lot of research being done on all types of cancer, and, you know, and we're living longer because of it.
Right,
so,
like compare us to 100 years ago. Right?
Compared to 30 years ago. I mean, the incidence, the survival rate of all types of cancer has improved significantly. So, you know, but hey, there's part of this healthcare journey that we're all on that we have to take ownership, okay? Mm-hmm. Are we getting annual wellness checks up? There's actually a great little story about Shirley. Shirley is one of our patients who literally came to us, you know, and she goes to her provider every year, gets her wellness checkup, you know, and she has some asthma and she has some other complications. And I'm just here to say that she had an aortic valve that needed replacing. And Dr. Amy Graham, one of our providers, literally, you know, said, hey, you need, you know, send her to a specialist. Mm-hmm. She couldn't get into the specialist for like 5 months.
Wow.
And that's part of our healthcare system, mm-hmm. that, hey, so, and when Amy found out that she couldn't get in for 5 months, like, she got her staff on this situation. They got her appointment within a couple of weeks, and literally, you know, we helped save her life.
Wow.
Oh, okay, and it's like, hey, sometimes when, you know, we have to wait too long to get in to see the specialist, you mm-hmm. got to get back to your primary care provider and say, hey, does this sound right to you?
Right.
Because a lot of times the answer will be no. They will, you know, they will use their influence to get you in to be seen sooner by that specialist so we can get you taken care of. It doesn't matter if it's cancer, mm-hmm. heart disease, you know, stroke, whatever it may be. It's like, hey, you know, there's systems and, you know, the shortage of nurses, the shortage of medical providers, you know, especially in rural communities of Grays Harbor. And so, like, hey, if it doesn't sound right, you know, please, you know,
yeah,
call us
up,
back.
Right?
Yeah, speak up. Have conversations.
Well, it's 719. If you have any questions for Brad Thomas, Summit Pacific, you can call us at 360-533-5259. Email or text message. That's Johnny at Jodesha.com for local matters.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only, separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
At Grainger, we're for the ones who specialize in saving the day and for the ones who've mastered the art of keeping business moving. We offer industrial-grade supplies for every industry with same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders, all backed by real people ready to help. So you can get the right answers and products right when you need them. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Hey folks, it's Alan Erickson with Damon Gleason for Five Star Dealerships. Damon, tell us about the Five Star Advantage.
You mean the advantages of buying a vehicle from Five Star?
That's right, Damon.
Well, to start with, when you buy locally from Five Star, it's a huge sales tax savings for you compared to the metro areas, and that can mean a lower monthly payment for you.
Great news. And when you buy a newer used vehicle from Five Star, you get the Five Star Advantage Care. That's our one-year, 15,000-mile maintenance plan.
That's right, Alan. And don't forget our six-month, 6,000-mile, no-hassle, limited warranty. It comes with every used vehicle purchased from Five Star.
The Five Star Advantage is only part of what makes it a great deal for you. Stop by and see us today at Five Star Toyota Chevrolet on the South Side.
Or Five Star Ford and Harbor Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram next to Burger King here in Aberdeen.
Check us out online at fivestardealerships.com.
Five Star, the name means a great deal.
Documentary service fee up to $200 may be added to the sale price of all vehicles.
Q-Mart has you covered this December with more savings on your favorite libations. Head in now and get 10% off all their holiday packs across a huge selection of liquors and cigars. Make sure you're signed up for Q-Mart's reward program, which is the best around. With the points that never expire, you keep racking and they keep stacking. Q-Mart at 619 East Market Street in Aberdeen.
Arbor Regional Health is excited to share their Prompt Care Clinic in Aberdeen is now a walk-in clinic open to the public. Open limited hours Monday through Friday. No appointments are needed. Their skilled providers, Rachel Fott, DNP, and Kim Patterson, ARNP, are ready to assist you with cough and cold symptoms, minor injuries, specialist referrals, and more. Cash payers are welcome, but if you have insurance, please confirm that your specific insurance is accepted with their Prompt Care team before your first visit. For more information, including clinic hours, visit ghcares.org. Arbor Regional Health, because your health matters.
It's 7:22. We have rain, maybe a thunderstorm in the forecast for today, tonight, early tomorrow. We have Brad Thomas, Summit Pacific Medical Center and the Summit Pacific Foundation. Do you have any Summit updates for me?
Sure, I do. Hey, we have Aaron Johnson Knuts, a new mental health nurse practitioner joining Summit in January. So I think that's our third mental health provider that we have for our new mental health, behavioral health program, which is very exciting, just because one thing we know is that there's just not enough mental health providers in Grays Harbor County, period.
Right.
So the more that we can recruit and have access. I was just talking to a principal at the Montesano High School and Middle School, Alec, and he's just like, hey, we don't have enough mental health providers for our kids. And so whether it's youth or adults, getting more mental health providers is just helping meet that need in our community. Diagnostic Imaging has been working alongside with specialty clinics in preparation. We have a new cardiology and pain clinic starting up in January, so that's exciting. We've hired Lynn Fairfield, manager of subspecialty clinics, to oversee our GI, cardiology, and sleep disorder program. So just trying to meet more community needs. Super important. Obviously, cardiology, heart disease is the leading cause of death for adults 25 and older, and so super important that we help provide additional services there. And we have a Food RX program that works with our Medicaid program. They have monthly cooking classes.
I love food.
I love food, too. Let's not get started there.
Sorry.
Okay. Just for 30 seconds, so you haven't been to Summit, Chef Brandon Smith is an amazing chef that prepares food. And so we have a cafe, second floor of the Wellness Center. This guy, come by and have lunch someday at Summit. I know that's the last place, but it's healthy food. And we have a Blue Zones option every day, which I tend to mention. But, it's a healthy option, and we try to make the healthy option the inexpensive option. So for
$5
or $6, you can get a super healthy lunch.
Nice.
Or there's other lunches that aren't as healthy that are probably slightly tastier, but there's salads and sandwiches, and, you get things from the grill. You might have to wait 5 or 10 minutes if you order something from the grill. There's homemade soups.
Yeah, nice.
Just wonderful. So you wouldn't think about coming to a hospital for really good food, but I'm just here. We Summit have bought another new building across the street from us. We call it the 757. It's being remodeled. We're going to move, some of our administrative, our HR and our physician support team over there soon, just because we're about ready to launch a master facility plan. We're going to double the size of our inpatient beds from 10 to 20, and we're going to double the size of our emergency department. And so that's going to be a 2-year construction project that launches here in the end of January. So that's really exciting. Malem Architects and Absher is a general contractor. So lots of exciting things going on there. Our GI department's now accepting external GI referrals from, anybody that needs a colonoscopy or an endoscopy, which I'm a little sensitive to that. I had my first endoscopy here recently, and
what's the difference?
Endoscopy is through the throat.
Oh.
And,
that's not pleasant.
No, and they knock you out. So I didn't know that, whatever happened, but, for those of us that, I have a bunch of brothers that have had, I mentioned before, that had stomach and esophageal cancer, and there's been other, esophageal issues in other brothers. And so and so my wife, who's an RN, made me go do that. I'm like, wow, I guess I'm blessed on one end, and on the other end, it's like, it was good because they rate your throat and your esophagus, the health of it, A through D. Right? A being good, D not so good. Mm-hmm. Or obviously you have esophageal cancer. We're going to call that an F just for non-layman's term. But I'm like a C, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm on medication, and they're, going to treat it and watch it. But, I guess it was good that I got in there and got that done. Emergency management, we're always, preparing just in case.
Right.
High reliability is something that we're working on with, Press Ganey, and so we just had a 2-day workshop on, we're heading towards being a high reliable organization within our quality department. community stuff, Learning to Grow. Just opened a brand new Learning to Grow Child Care Center in Elma. They have 100 new child care spots. Very exciting. And, yeah, and so what else? Hey, foundation grants. Our foundation just gave out 11 innovation grants to various employees and departments to help improve patient care at Summit Pacific Medical Center. And we have the Youth Collaborative, which is a brand new initiative started in 2024, pulling together all volunteers and people that work with youth in East Grays Harbor County. So if that's you, please join us January 16th, 4 p.m. at Summit Pacific Medical Center. We have 5 work groups in that, and they are mental health. They are third spaces and extracurricular activities. Child care and after school programs is the third one. Resources, helping us build out a website for youth and their parents to find extracurricular activities out in our community that are ongoing, including, you know, swim lessons and swim team and Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts, just anything that's going on, school-based, non-school-based, and I'm missing, job and college readiness is the fifth work group. So if you're somebody that has a passion for youth, please join our, we called it the Youth Summit for the first 3 meetings. Now we're calling it the East Grays Harbor Youth Collaborative. Okay. So that's exciting.
Right.
So what else?
Well, it's almost time for our break, and I had a text, but I want to wait until after the break because I know it's going to take more than, you know, 20 seconds to answer. So if you have any questions for Brad Thomas, Summit Pacific, you can email or text message. That's johnny@jodesha.com. Or if you're really brave, you can call us at 360-533-5259. Time for our bottom of the hour break, Centennial Moment, December 7th, and more local matters. Good morning.
NBC News Radio, I'm Michael Kastner. The shooter who killed 3 people at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas on Wednesday reportedly was a college professor. Law enforcement sources say the 67-year-old suspect had unsuccessfully applied for a job at UNLV. The gunman was killed by authorities. Former President Donald Trump's expected to attend his New York fraud trial today. Multiple reports say Trump will likely attend today's trial of the $250 million civil fraud case against him. Trump is also expected to testify Monday as the last witness in the defense case. And the flood of fentanyl from Mexico across the southern border is quickly spreading across the country. The head of the FBI says it's frightening how fast it's flowing.
Over the past 2 years, we've seized enough fentanyl to kill 270 million people.
Director Christopher Wray says that's about 80%. Of all Americans. Michael Kastner, NBC News Radio.
Today is December 7th, 2023, and this is the Pulse Museum's daily Centennial Moment. New spur track saves money for Western Points. Construction of a new spur track from the west end of the Grays Harbor Port Terminal will result in slightly lower shipping rates from Western County Points to the docks, according to H.H. Griffiths, District Freight and Passenger Agent for the Northern Pacific Railroad. Consignments of goods for the port terminal may now be billed either to Hoquiam or Aberdeen, and on shipments from the west, a savings can be effected by naming Hoquiam as the destination. The savings amounts to 1 cent per 100 pounds on lumber from Aloha, 0.5 cent per 100 pounds from Carlisle and Onslow, and 9 cents per cord on bolts from Carlisle and Onslow. The port terminal receives a large part of its lumber and cedar bolts from Western County Mills, and the savings will amount to considerable, it is said. In other news, Reservation is shipping monthly Big Log Supply. Operations have been started, and logs have been shipped to the mills of Grays Harbor by the Forestry Bureau of the Quinault Indian Reservation, opening up a new source of logs that is supplying 9 million feet of logs a month, according to W.B. Sams, superintendent of the reservation. This source has been opened, and logs ship much more quickly than was expected by many millmen. 5 separate tracts of timber have been sold in the last 3 years. Those operating on the reservation are the Aloha Lumber Company, Hobie Timber Company, M.R. Smith Lumber and Shingle Company. 9 government scalers are looking after the operations. The first logs were shipped to Hoquiam late in August 1922, and at the present time the monthly cut is 9 million feet. The minimum that will be shipped a year will be 125 million feet, and it is expected to run 250 million feet a year in the near future. At the rate of 250 million, Hoquiam will have a supply that will last 35 to 40 years. In the city and county news, Ed Jones was a busy chap during flood tide hours yesterday on Riverside Avenue, towing stranded autos to higher ground with his favorite car. The ladies of the Christian Church will hold a bazaar home cooking sale Saturday, December 8th at the Community Hall. Annual bazaar of the ladies of the 10th Legion of the First Methodist Church, Aberdeen, will be held this afternoon in the church parlors. Judge Ben Sheeks continues to show improvement, according to his physician, Dr. O.R. Austin of Aberdeen. A few days ago, he was moved to Montesano, where he is comfortably located in the home of Mrs. George Robertson. A.W. Galler, Aberdeen millman who sustained a severe head blow while at work in the mill several weeks ago, is now able to be about town and is gaining his strength as rapidly as might be expected. A.M. Oviatt has moved his barber shop from 314 Lincoln Street to 215 Lincoln. The change of location was made yesterday. George V. Robinson of the Posey Manufacturing Company reported to police yesterday that his car, parked near the mill on Ontario Street yesterday, had been hit and slightly damaged by a truck driven by John Huber. A chimney fire at the home of Alfred Johnson, 722 Carr Avenue, called out the Hoquiam Fire Department Wednesday night, but was extinguished without damage despite the high wind. And finally, hitting a fire hydrant at 20th and Simpson Avenue at an early hour yesterday morning, a car believed to have been driven by Mrs. George Branch was damaged and nearly snapped the hydrant off, according to police. Mrs. Branch's car was found at her home on I Street after the accident with the front caved in and with marks of white paint which apparently came from the hydrant. This was originally printed in the Grace Harbor Washingtonian newspaper on December 7, 1923. Mark your calendars now for Sunday, December 10th, when the Polson will host its annual Christmas open house from noon to 4. At 2 p.m. on the 10th, join us for a Q&A book signing with local author and sports authority Rick Anderson, who will be discussing his new book, Rewind, which reviews 50 films of the past 50-plus years. We'll be quizzing Rick about the book generally, but we'll also venture into the timely world of Christmas movies. In addition to seeing you December 10th for our open house, the Polson and our Well-Stock Museum store are open Wednesdays to Saturdays 11 to 4 and Sundays noon to 4. As always, we thank you for tuning in to hear the Polson Museum's Daily Centennial Moment.
This is Local Matters with Johnny Manzo on 94.7 Timber Country.
7:36. Brad Thomas from Summit Pacific Medical Center is here. And okay, you're not like a doctor, a physician. You didn't go to medical school.
I am not a medical professional. I'm not even, and so I'm not a medical assistant. I'm not a nurse. Right? Yeah. I'm married to one, but that doesn't really help me much.
Right.
You know, in this case, so yeah, I please don't listen to my medical advice ever.
Ever.
Ever, you know.
Other than, you know, maybe swimming and running and walking.
Exactly.
Things like that, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
Hey, you know, love to talk about health and wellness and how we can prevent, you know, disease from happening. And so really am passionate about, you know, exercise, nutrition, and other things, right? Meditation and, you know, what can we do to make sure we're living a balanced life so we can live our best life and our longest life.
Have you ever thought about a career in... as a physician or a nurse or anything like that?
I'm not that smart.
Oh, okay.
Right.
All right.
So, you know, I know what my lane is. Yeah. I'm in it.
You're in your lane.
I'm in my lane.
How about health careers in general? What do you? What can you
well,
tell me
well,
about?
Well, hey, and I just, you know, we were at Elma Middle School, and we partnered this last week with Washington State University School of Medicine and put on an amazing health careers for middle school students at Elma Middle School. And I'm just here to say there's 7 or 8 stations, including the Elma Fire Department. And so just really gave those students, we had Andrew Burton, our new pharmacy director. So he was there, and they were, you know, with Joanna, our other pharmacist, and they had a pharmacy station, and literally counting out, you know, like, you know, we see pharmacists, retail pharmacists counting out how many prescriptions go in each bottle. You know, they very methodically, so they were doing that with candy. And they, you know, and they had to label the can, you know, the label, you know, kind of go through all the steps. And so, anyway, just exposing. And we actually had Summit Pacific Medical Center medical assistants there giving injections, and so they were using hot dogs, right, to inject, you know, cute things, but once again trying to expose young people to the different things that these professions do, just to kind of get them curious, because really at that age, like, you're just trying to get them to, like, go online and do more research. And what does a phlebotomist do? You know, well, they draw blood. You know, what does a radiology tech do? You know, I mean, and you got to realize that in healthcare, all the ancillary services, I mean, there's people in accounting, there's people in marketing, right? There's all these, you know, support services that make the business work. I mean, there's people in population health. We hire social workers. We hire, you know, mental health professionals. Anyway, it's the variety of professions we need to, you know, have a rural, you know, hospital work is really important.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, I was talking to somebody on the show not too long ago. Oh, it was Lynn Green, Aberdeen School District, about the career days that they do, the career fairs, and where, you know, high school students who might want to be in nursing, they get to go to a job shadow and see, you know, hey, is this something I might like? And sometimes they're like, yeah, great, this is the path I want to take. And then sometimes they're like, whoa, that's not what I thought it was. So instead of investing, you know, years in education to, you know, because they thought they wanted to be a morning show host, they come here for a couple of days and they're like, oh, wow, that's not what I thought. I think I'd rather go into nursing instead.
You know? And hey, and we're hosting the 10th graders, I know, on March from Elma Middle School, but we're hosting 10th graders to kind of come tour, so they once again they can kind of see.
That's,
you know,
cool.
what you just suggested is even better if you can shadow, you know, a nurse provider, right, a physician, right, and like go check out and see what they do on a daily basis. Highly encourage that.
Nice.
So really trying to expose young people to healthcare careers is one of the many things we do, especially in community development.
Right, man, you guys are just on fire out there.
So, well, hey, Summit Fights Hunger is coming up.
Yeah.
Hey, and that's December 19th and 20th. And so if you know anybody maybe struggling with food insecurity, we try to provide 800 meals to 200 families December 19th and 20th. So go online to Summit. It's sp-mc.org is our website. Mm-hmm. And go and find the Summit Fights Hunger button. You'll probably find it in the foundation web pages. And so, you know, people can sign themselves up or you can refer a friend. But that's one of the many community development programs we're doing in the month of December.
Okay. So, do you have any holiday plans yourself?
Well, and I'm going to pitch one more thing before we get into my holiday plan.
Okay.
Hey, so Harbor Lights is next week.
Oh, yeah.
December 13th and 14th,
right.
Satsup Business Park. Hey, there's three shows every day, 5, 7, and 9. And so how much does it cost to come to Summit?
Does it cost?
Hey, it's free. But you need a ticket. So every car needs a ticket.
Right.
And, hey, we do this just because we max out. So there's a limit of 500 cars per show. Mm-hmm. And we typically sell out at the 5 and 7 o'clock shows, both on the 13th and 14th. This is a laser light show to holiday music. If you're not in the holiday spirit, this will get you in the holiday spirit. Hey, and I really encourage, if you have kids, grandkids, you know, super appropriate. All of us adults are kids at heart, but you'll really enjoy it. If you came, we started this during COVID, and so it wasn't so organized the first year. Literally, the backup was to Highway 12 from Satsuma Business Park. If you've been there, you know, that's what, a 3 or 4 mile, you know, trek off the highway.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's just 3 miles, but still the backup was that far. Well, we got smart. We hired a professional traffic safety company out of Kent. And so they come and they help us be super organized. So it's just like going to the outdoor movie theater. We have a radio station that everybody tunes into.
Right.
So Harbor Lights, December 13th and 14th. Go online, get a free ticket. one ticket per car. Right. It's a great time. Hey, bring your hot chocolate. Bring some snacks. There's even people that bring lawn chairs and put lawn chairs out.
That's fun.
Yeah. So come with your holiday spirit. Enjoy. This is like one of the largest free holiday events going on.
Okay, so let's say I have like three different cars or carloads of people.
Three tickets.
Okay, so each vehicle.
Each vehicle needs one ticket.
Okay, but it's still free.
It's still free.
Okay. Yeah,
and we do accept donations, and guess what? The donations go help fund Summit Fights Hunger. So, right? And so we literally just take the money, if you give us, $5 or $10 when you come in, throw it in a bucket, we'll give you a little bit of information about Summit Pacific Medical Foundation. But all the money goes back into the community, helping people at the holidays.
That's great. Well, okay, I'm going to ask you about what you're going to do for the holiday after this, okay? Are you prepared?
I am prepared. Okay.
IRS is the most powerful collection agency on earth, and if you owe back taxes, the news isn't good. The IRS is raising the interest rate it charges on unpaid taxes, and further rate hikes are expected. Most people don't know it, but the IRS adds interest charges to your tax debts daily. So if you owe the IRS today, you'll owe even more tomorrow. And it doesn't stop until you get right with the IRS. The good news is getting right can start with one phone call to Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax relief firm. Optima's tax professionals specialize in the Fresh Start Initiative, a powerful IRS program that can save you thousands if you qualify. In fact, the experts at Optima have resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients. Call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
'Twas a Christmas Eve just before three, as the children sit down to gaze at their tree, when out of the blue there came such a clatter, and down through the roof fell Dad with his ladder. Your roof can fail at any time, even on holidays. Before it happens, call A1 Roofing, 360-532-7335 for a free, no-hassle estimate, or schedule one online, a1roofingnorthwest.com. A1 Roofing, over 50 years of quality workmanship with guaranteed results.
Wrap it in red this holiday season at your neighborhood Dennis Company Ace. You'll find hot prices on tools from DeWalt, Milwaukee, and Craftsman to put under that tree. Give cozy gifts like warm mukluck socks, Sherpa fleece throws, and lounge pants. Fill their stockings with barbecue sauces, rubs, and accessories, and find great deals on gifts for everyone on your list during the Dennis Company Ace Wrap It in Red sale. Hurry, it ends December 24th. It's happy holiday shopping at your neighborhood Dennis Company.
Don't let the Christmas chaos get to you. Head to Quinault Beach Resort and Casino every Monday and Tuesday from 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. You can win up to $5,000 in cash and free play with our Candy Cane Chaos promotion. While you're here, enjoy a Santa Clausmopolitan or any of our great drink specials. It's Candy Cane Chaos with up to $5,000 in giveaways every Monday and Tuesday exclusively at Quinault Beach Resort and Casino in Ocean Shores. Winners happen here. See Q Club for promotional details.
Finding the right care for mom and dad doesn't have to be difficult. At Caring Places Management, our mission is to provide specialized dementia care in a safe, secure, home-like environment. We offer individualized care plans to meet specific needs of your loved one to keep each senior functioning at their highest possible level and provide life enrichment activities every day. Visit our Riverside Place Memory Care Community located in Hoquiam. Or for more information about our location and services, visit www.caringplaces.com.
All right, 13 minutes till, and we're with Brad Thomas, Summit Pacific Medical Center, and we got a lot of great things going on because of Summit. Now in East County, I got something in my eye. Okay, so for the holidays, what are you going to do?
Well, I'm trying to think. There's at least three holiday things we do. So we have the extended Harrison Johnson family gathering, and it goes from Enumclaw to Port Orchard and back, right? And so we're in Enumclaw this year. There's at least 30 people that come to this. White Elephant, food, you know, my wife said, yeah, it's going to be like 7 or 8 hours worth of, you know, gathering and fun and socializing. And I'm just thinking to myself, how can a party last that long? But they do, and we have fun. So that is a week from Saturday. And then Christmas Marathon happens Christmas Eve at my wife's parents' house where we all draw names. Mm-hmm. And it's like a $75 maximum. So most of us try to get 3 gifts. And then we sit there in a circle and we watch each other open presents. That's and literally great. Yeah, and so one time around like takes like an hour and a half, maybe longer.
Wow.
and then we go get something to eat and drink and we do it again three yeah. times.
Wow.
And I'm just here to say that that's another 8 or 9 hour deal that I'm sure if it was up to me we could do it in 3 or 4 hours and be gone. But they like to go slow and cherish every gift and ooh and ah. So anyway, and so I am so thankful for a really quiet, you know, Christmas morning, you know, to help celebrate the reason for the season. And then we usually go to a movie and, you know, yeah. make a nice meal. But how about you? What are you guys doing for the holidays?
Oh, we'll probably make rounds, the grandma rounds.
Yes.
We'll do our thing when
yes.
we wake up. And then,
yeah, I always
you know,
did tell you got teenage girls, right?
We'll hit Grandma Rachel's. We'll hit Grandma Marilyn. We'll hit Grandma Elaine.
Come on.
We'll probably go to Aunt Tia and Uncle Matthew's.
That yeah, hey, at most, you know, most families with, you know, aunts and uncles and grandparents, you know, so, you know, right. it too will end. I'm just saying it might take 20 years.
Right. So, okay, if you could have anything, you know, not a gazillion dollars or a brand new Ferrari, but what would you want for Christmas?
Yeah, there's, you know, I'm 62 years old, so there's not much, you know, I have experiences. I'd love to go to, I've never been to Belize, right?
Yeah.
I yeah, so, you know, and
like we, to go there?
Yeah, I'd love to go to Belize, you know, hopefully in the next year. We have a favorite place, a little town in Mexico called Troncones. It's outside of Zihuatanejo and Ixtapa. So love going there. And there's, you know, I haven't been to Europe, you know, all these places I haven't. So travel, you know, that's awesome. Actually, I did buy myself something for Christmas that, you know, and it was like, it was one of those things you kind of want for 5 or 10 years. And finally, I'm like, well, like, are we just going to keep wishing for this?
Right.
And all it is a ping pong table.
You got yourself a ping pong
table? I got a ping pong table. It got delivered this week, and I am just so excited to set this up
wow.
this weekend. My son, who lives in San Diego, is bringing his fiance right after Christmas, and so my kids love ping pong, so I can just envision. So that's almost a Christmas present for me,
yeah.
like playing ping
are
pong
you good?
For an hour or two. I'm decent, but
yeah.
you know, if you have a table and you people come over and you start playing regularly,
yeah, you start getting
it's
good.
Just yeah, you start getting better. And so anyway, I'm just super excited.
Or if you don't have anybody to play with, you can't you tilt it
yes,
up to where it's like
yes,
a
90 and I will do that.
Nice.
That's right. I won't tell anybody.
Yeah.
So,
right.
Hey, so, you know, hey, another question I had, you know, I said I was hoping that we were going to talk about this morning a little bit, is generosity.
Right.
You know, we just came off Thanksgiving. You think about the reason for this season, you know, Jesus' birth and all that. And I'm like, well, what would Jesus want us to do at this season, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, how can we be a blessing? And you actually off the air shared an example of, hey, putting together a gift box for somebody, you know, in your circle of influence that you could be a blessing. Like, you know, just gathering some clothes and gifts and giving it to somebody in need. I mean, what a beautiful expression of love, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I was thinking about the organizations that we could give to. You know, the Salvation Army is kind of the obvious. They have the doorbell ringers, right?
Mm-hmm.
They also on Channel 7 have a toy drive going on
mm-hmm.
that we all know about, Toys for Tots. And then I was thinking about other local organizations. So I'm hoping callers call in and suggest their favorite nonprofit that they might consider giving to. So we got Union Gospel Mission right here in the harbor.
Mm-hmm.
I think I mentioned Toys for Tots. We got United Way of Grays Harbor County doing amazing work. They have a great, you know, legacy or early learning program for kids, and it's Dolly Parton's, you know, reading program for, you know, kids birth to I think kindergarten. We got Youth Works. We got Summit Pacific Medical Foundation. Don't
mm-hmm.
forget your local hospital foundation. They're doing great work in helping, you know, lower income income patients get access to health care. But we got Grays Harbor College Foundation giving away lots of great scholarships. You mentioned in earlier in the show the YMCA. Mm-hmm. Super important that, you know, we get access to kids who can't afford the Y in all their programs and camps, et cetera. We got the Kelsey Foundation, Greater Grays Harbor Community Foundation doing amazing work. We have foster care programs going on, and somebody's going to have to call in and remind me what the name of that program, but that's doing, we got food banks, we got clothing banks. Boy, if I could read my scribble going sideways, it would really be nice. Oh, Coastal Harvest. We were just there a couple of days ago volunteering. So go volunteer at any one of these organizations. Give a gift or, you know, a Christmas gift of $10 or $20, whatever you can do. But what can we do to be generous to people less fortunate than ourselves?
Right. Nice.
So, yeah. Do you have a favorite nonprofit that I didn't mention?
No, I think you mentioned, we have the More Right group just right down the
Thank you
road.
For mentioning yeah. them. They're doing amazing work.
Yeah, they're coming in here pretty soon, too.
Excellent. Yeah. So, please, you know, be generous. It's Christmas time. It's, you know, we just came off Thanksgiving. We have a lot to be thankful for.
And, you know, times are kind of tough. And, you know, I talked to folks like Adam, who he's the mandolin player that's singing at the, you know, bell ringing, like
yes.
we saw him at Safeway. You know, if you can't afford the change or a donation, that's okay.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to avoid eye contact.
Yeah,
or,
yeah.
Okay, if they don't see me, I'm not here. Just smile and say Merry Christmas or Happy Holidays.
Yes,
and
yes.
It's and all good.
And if you're people of faith, you know, think about people you can pray for, you know, whether somebody's going for surgery or just mm-hmm. somebody's having a tough time. So, you know, there's a lot we can do that don't cost money, you know. And once again, a lot of us can volunteer. I'm kind of on this kick to how many people can we inspire to go volunteer for your favorite organization. When we were at Coastal Harvest this weekend, there was a gentleman, John, who volunteers there twice a week, mm-hmm. you know, recently retired. But, I mean, John's working twice as hard as we are. I'm like, so, you know, if you love the hard work, you know, it's amazing, you know, the discipline. And like I said, Union Gospel Mission doing yeah. great work. Right here in downtown Aberdeen, so
you know.
And your church. You know, most right. churches are out there, and you know, a lot of us give regularly to our church. But you know, there's churches that are also doing social programs to help less fortunate.
Right.
So you know, please don't forget them.
When you were at Coastal Harvest, did they happen to tell you the history, like the how they
no.
came to be? One guy started helping out. Families when the spotted owl thing kind of shut timber down.
Yeah.
So we had all these
right.
timber families, and he just went to these folks' houses helping them out and then getting donations. And that one individual, it's grown into what you saw.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So if you haven't been to Coastal Harvest, it's in Hoquiam. It's kind of off the beaten path, but it's an amazing, you know, it's a full-blown. It's kind of like Food Lifeline and Northwest Harvest in Seattle, but this is
right.
our local food distribution center that I think they serve at least three different counties. Pacific County, Grays Harbor County. But they're the ones, you know, accepting the food from the grocery stores and from Charlie's Produce and all these big regional food companies, bringing those in. And when you go volunteer, you help repackage that food. Mm-hmm. So it's just a wonderful organization doing critically important work. So,
well, we got about four more minutes. Anything else you'd like to talk about this morning?
Well, there's always something. You know, please go get your annual wellness check. You know, it takes, you know, a couple months usually to get the appointments. You know, we at Summit Pacific Medical Center, if you call and make an appointment, we haven't been doing as good at that. And for many reasons, we've just gone through a software upgrade for our new medical record system called Epic. And so if you go to the doctor in Olympia and Tacoma, you know, if you're out of town, you know, your doctor here can look up your medical record file. Epic is the largest medical record system in the country. And now we use it at Summit Pacific Medical Center. Well, that took us about 6 months to implement that new software system. So we kind of slowed down the volume of seeing patients to allow our providers and nurses and medical assistants and anybody that works, you know, with patients to kind of learn that. And now we're all really trained with Epic, our new medical record system, And so I'm just here to say that if, you know, if it's been a frustration calling us and getting this appointment, that is getting better. I mean, every day we've had a work group literally laser focused on that. So thank you for your patience, in calling and getting an appointment at Summit Pacific Medical Center. And you should see a significant improvement in the next 30 days. And so, you know, we don't do everything perfect, and that's
nobody does.
Yeah, yeah, and that's just one area that we realized we were deficient in, and hopefully, when you call in next week, next month, that hopefully you have a much better experience.
I've always had great experiences there, you know, all things considered. You know.
Thank you. And I'm also here to say that for those of us that are younger, and you know, younger than 60, if you're 65 or 70 and you're tech savvy, hey, go online and use our patient portal to make it your next doctor's appointment. Mm-hmm. Okay, it'll be less because you can go out and choose what day you can see what you know appointments are available on what days at what time that match your schedule. And I've done this recently with my doctor, and so it just saves you having to be on hold for maybe 10 or 15 minutes, which is kind of the average hold time these days.
You know, we've been so used to just doing it a certain way.
Yes.
Like before technology,
totally.
You would call them. And
yes.
Then you would go in.
And,
but now with tech, you can log on and
yeah.
do all sorts of
well,
stuff.
And just think about all the things, just go online to your patient portal, make an appointment. All that might take you 2 or 3 minutes. right, and we're so spoiled, right? Because if you call in, you might have to wait 10 or 15 minutes, you know, on hold to wait to talk to somebody. And I'm like, yeah. And so, like, I'd rather just sit there and watch TV while I'm on my laptop, make the appointment. You know, it's a lot less painful. So,
well, I appreciate you coming in, and I think. Yeah, the next time we talk, is it going to be
the new year's? Okay. Don't forget Harbor.